With regards to the virtues and etiquettes of making salam, it has been stated that 90 mercies descend upon the one who initiates the salam, and 10 mercies descend on the one who responds to the salam. Subhanallah, by saying, Assalamu alaykum, you will receive 10 good deeds, and adding wa rahmatullah will total 20 good deeds, including wa barakatuh will reward you with a total of 30 good deeds. Subhanallah. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, some people add Jannatul Maqam wa Dawzakhul Haram to the salam. This practice is incorrect. These phases are grammatically incorrect too. Some foolish people even say, your children are our slaves, as a joke. This is also incorrect. In fact, a beautiful method of making salam has been given us. One should greet with at least Assalamu alaykum. Adding wa rahmatullah is better. And the best way to give salam is to include wa barakatuh at the end. And nothing should be added after this. This tuhfa and this madani pearl has been given to us by His Eminence Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So yes, dear viewers, if someone greets you with assalamu alaykum, respond with wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. If salam is given by saying assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, reply by saying wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If the entire salam is given until wa barakatuh, then an identical respond should be, as there is no addition to this. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to practice upon these madani pearls. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.